We are learning Masechet Shkalim Daf Chaf Aleph on Beis, and we're beginning on top of the Amud from the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah that all the roik, all the spit in Yerushalayim is tahira, besides for the Shukah Elyon. Why is Shukah Elyon different? So Gemara explains. Rab Ovim Rishem Rav Shum Alevi, Katzron Shal Nachim Hayasham. It was a place where the Shukah Elyon was where a lot of Goyim were kaifsim, the laundromat of the Goyim, the people who washed laundry. That's where they hung out. And the halacha is, Nachrim are becheskas zoven, and their roik is tamei. Therefore, in that Shukah Elyon, it was becheskas tamei, because that's where the goyim hung around. Katzu shon Nachrim ha'yisham. The laundromat was up there. Amar Rav Chanina. Arudois, another fact, and this is how it goes to the sugya, if dam nevela is also tamei. We had it early on in Masechet Shkalim. We know that basa nevela is matamba. What about the dam of nevela? Does it have a din of basa or not? If it has a din of basa, it's matamba like nevela. If not, it's not matamba. So here we're going to have a maisa about that. Amar Rav Chanina, aruda is ha'inoichim b'Yerushalayim. In that area, the goyim used to shecht these arudois, these wild donkeys, which are not kosher animals, and they used to use that to feed the lions. They had lions in the palaces there, and that's what they used this meat for. So I used to say, and the early regalim who went in that area used to be in the blood, knee deep in the blood. And they came from Chachamim to see if they could go up to Har Bayis, they go into the Reis Mikdash. They didn't tell me anything. It sounded like they said they were not Tamei, they were Tahar. Rav Simon Mashem Rav Shuma Levi, Maisa Bepreda Vishal Beis Rebbe. There's one time a mule in the house of Rebbe, Shemesa, he died. The Preda died. But Taru es Damah Mashem Nevela. And they said that the Dam is Tahar Mashem Nevela. That was the Maisa Rav Simon said over Mashem Rav Shuma Levi. So Rav Eliezer Shal Rav Simon, let's ask Rav Simon, Ad Kama, how much Dam was it? Because he wanted to know, was it Pshat because it wasn't enough Dam to Matame? He revered his Dam to make Tame. Or no dam nevela is tamei. He wanted no pshat in his memory. Ad kama lo yagive. He didn't answer him. So he went to straight to Rav Shuvah. Rav Simon is saying it. Rav Shuvah Levi went straight to Rav Shuvah Levi to ask Mishaila. Shal Rav Shuvah Levi amalei. He answered him ad revius tahar until revius is tahar, and that was the ma'aser by Beis Rabbi. Yosef Mekan is tamei because we really hold according to Rabbi that dam of nevela is matame just like the basa of nevela. Prayed, it was less than a revius. It was less than a revius. Oh, what's that Maisa's argument is 100%. The Chum will argue on this Rebbe, for sure, yeah. Ubash le Rebbe Laza. And Laza was upset. The Lechaz le Rebbe Simon Shmaisi. Rebbe Simon didn't answer him and explain the whole Shmaisa. I mean, Rebbe Simon didn't know. He knew. He said Rebbe Simon Shmaisi Levi. So he should have known. He was a little upset at him. They didn't answer him. When he asked him, Ad Kama, he didn't answer him. A similar story. Rabbi Bavi, next story, a similar story. Rabbi Bavi Yosef, Masdei Adenu, Rabbi was sitting, and he said over the story that in Preda, in Beis Rabbi, they were not Metame, the people. Omale Ravitzav Amisna, Ad Kama. How much dam was it? You take the word Omale. Ad Revius Tar Yosef Kan Tame? Is it Tor Revius Tar more than that Tame? Like, what was exactly the story? Yeah, that's what he asked Rabbi. Well, Baat Bey, Rabbi ignored him. Lash of Baat means kicked him. It means he brushed him off. Omale Rabbi Zreika, Rabbi Zreika was sitting there watching this exchange. He says to Rabbi, begin to have a shalach at Baba, because he asked a good question, you ignore him? Amalei, no, begin to lo havas daiti bi. I wasn't klar. I didn't have nuchas and nefesh. Why not? Dom Rabbi Chanan, b'hoyu, it says in the Teichecha, b'hoyu chayecha tlu mecham neged. Your life be hanging in front of your eyes. What does that mean? What type of person is feel like his life is hanging in balance? Zeshu lekech, that's someone who does not have his own field. He has to buy chitim for the year, and he buys chitim for the year, and that's how he supports his food. But he's telling someone else. What does chat lila v'yamim mean? He buys it from a sitki. It means he buys it from a wholesaler. He buys every few days enough tefuah to make bread. And I can believe in your own lives. That's the worst level. He has no money even to buy wheat. He has to buy. He has enough money to buy himself a bukula every day. So he's nervous. Next day he might have any food. But no, as Rabbi says, I'm not samach apalter. I'm someone who's samach on a baker, and therefore I have no menuchas and nefesh. Okay, ad kind of ma'isa. Now, Mike, what's the halacha of ma'isa? What?
Why can he tell him to begin with? Why didn't he just ignore?
Why didn't you tell him that? I guess he was not in a good, he wasn't in a good mood on his level. That he just said, you know, he just ignored the shayla. He figured he'll find it a different way. He'll be ma'ayin. Ma'ikadon. What was the halacha? Hey, Rav Shulam Sarah. It's a Mishnah in Masechtas Idiyos, I think. Hey, Rav Shulam Sarah. Al dam levelos shehu tahar. He said Edis that dam levelos is tahar. So mahu. So what does it mean? Pashas tahar. Tahar means that it's not matame. So it's a raya. So I'm going, no, it's not a raya. It's not a raya. You know what tahar means? Mahu tahar. Tahar melahachsha. It doesn't do hechsha. We know that the seven mashkin, which is actually a Pashas Shemini, seven mashkin that are machshir. Different type of the tvua or a fruit, anything with kavatuma has to have a hechsher. It has to be something called mashke. Not all dam is called mashke. Dafka dam chalolim yishta. Dafka dam that a behema dies from is, or a person dies from is called a mashke. Now, shaila is this dam nevela called mashke? So that the Mishnah says is tar melahachsher. But maybe halatam is matama. Maybe it's matama. So that's the where I was doicha the raya from this Mishnah. So Zokti Gemara Vayta Tamot, and we learned over there, we learned in the Mishnah Machshirim, it says, Dama Sheretz, Metame Kepsara. It's Metame Kepsara, Metame Ve'ena Machshir. It's Metame, but it's not Machshir. Ve'en Lo Kiyotze, there's no such thing like that. Something's Metame, not Machshir, no such thing. Freit the Gemara, what do you mean, so you see, that there's no such thing. We just said, Ve'en Lo that way. It's Metame, but it's not Machshir. So if the Gemara knows not a Raya, Ve'en Lo Kiyotze, but Kishir Tamosai, Aval Domoi Metame Kepsara. The difference is that there, by Sheretz, it's metame kibzor, which means it's metame ka'adasha, like the shear of a lentil. And that you don't find anywhere. But masha'inkin, when it's more, when it's revius, when it's kibzorah, that avada, it will be metame, it will be, and that's why you can still say by nevela avada is metame. Inkir, so it means that shear, that ka'adasha, that you don't find anywhere else. And the Gemara ends on Rav Yosi pliga batrei amarayim. Chara matam v'chamataris v'chalik samarayim by a dam the veil of mitame or not. Mandi amatam is Rav Yehuda, like the Tana Rav Yehuda. We don't know where that is. Mandi matar will say like Rav Shuva Mitzayra, who the pasha psha and the Mishnah idiot is that it's tahar. Omale Rav Avduma the menuchus of Yos, it works out good. The Rav Yehuda was married to Benesiava. He was the Rav of the. The Benesia of the house of Benesia, and that's where the story was by the Preda. So it's very good. It stems there because we know that story was only because it was less than Revius. If it was more than Revius, it would have been Tameh. So it stems very good, like the Mandiyama Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dam Nevela's Taka Mid Tameh. The next Gemara is to say why Shuka Elyon is worse. So the Tiglath Hatzon speaks out that this Gemara didn't know the Gemara before. The following Gemara did not know the Gemara, the first Gemara. Call Reikim. Loi chen amar Rabbi Avol v'shem Rabbi Yisrael Chanina loi gazal rekus v'shlaim. We said there's no gzer in any rekus v'shlaim. So why is our Mishnah saying that shuka elyon is a tamei? And for the Gemara itma law Rabbi Avim v'shem Rabbi Levi katzron shal nachum ayisham. The laundromat of the goyim were there, and therefore they were metame. They became ches tamei because they are becheskas zav. Dr. Gemara Vayta. Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yisrael, it depends where you walk. If you walk in the middle of the street, then it depends. All year round, that's where the tum is, and the rest of the year, in the regal, shasta yontif, the middle of the street is tahar, and the sides are tummy. Zok the Gemara. V'shari meishonah tamei mahalchim shibaylis. They walk down the middle of the road. V'atahari mahalchim anatzad. Tahari walk on the side, and we'll read the Goyin's girsa. V'atamei mahalchim stam. The tamei walk, you know, stam. V'atahari meimelem prushu. And the tahirim say, well, get out of here. We want to keep away. We go to the side. B'shas haregel, the opposite. Ha'tahirim malchim shabaylus. The tahirim walk down the middle street. V'tamei malchim atzad. They walk from atzad. And ha'tahirim malchim stam. The tahirim walk regular. V'tameiim omelim prushu. The tameiim go get out of the way. Akaponim, the middle of the street belongs to the rabbim. And b'shas haregel, the rabbim are the tahirim. And b'shas the regels of the year, the rabbim are the tameiim. Then it says in the Mishnah, "V'chol kelim adam tzom, all kelim that are found." So it says, "Derech Yerida to the mikvah, if you want the Yomas Tomei, Derech Aliyah." Not all the Yomas says that everything is tahirim besides for the kli kelim that are used for kvura. Loichinam Ravav Shirav Yechanon Loigoshva Kelim Shivishlayim. What's pshat that Derech Yerida Shvi Tomei? It's we're not going on kelim Shivishlayim. We name on all kelim Shivishlayim a cheskas tahirah. And for the Gemara, Mekimach Nimsa Derech Yerid Lebeis Atfila Nasu Haycheach. It's a raya. That alone is a raya that it's probably Tomei. Why else are you walking it down towards the Beis Atfila? And the Gemara says last thing. What does it say? What does meritza mean? We said in the Mishnah that the kelim of Beis HaKvaros are tame. A sal, that's a basket to hold the bones. Magrefa is a shovel. And what's meritza? What's a meritza? Gemara's tup shot. Avashal yikareisa and tzipayrin. He called the meritza tzipayrin because it was sharp like a nail, like a fingernail. So they called it, let's read like this. Avashal yikareisa, they used to call the meritza tzipayrin. Mandiyama tzipayrin, shedema tzipayrin. It was similar to a fingernail, and therefore it was called tzipayrin because it was sharp. Mandiyamaritza, shemaritza, is the evan of Beis HaKvaros. It was called maritza because with that they used to push the avonim to the Beis HaKvaros with it. It was a type of shovel. It was a type of shovel. Either you need it with a sharp shovel to go to dig on the ground, or it was a type of shovel that they used to push the bone, push the stones to the Beis HaKvaros. It said in our Mishnah, the last thing was kupitz, and the kupitz is tied to the sakin, just like a sakin is becheskes tire, the kupitz is also. The Gemara brings a brisa that argues, it's the opposite. Tani, if they're tied together, has sakin kashur la harezu kamaisa. The sakin is like the kupitz, and it's tame, just the opposite. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Pereiches. Between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel was a pereiches. Now, this pereiches was 20 amas wide and 40 amas high. It was a very big pereiches, and there were two of them. Why? Because it had to be an amma thick. That's how much space was in between, and you can't make a pereiches an amma thick, or it'll collapse or fall down. So they made two pereiches in. Each and one, two, and whether one was opening one side, the other side, it was two pereiches between the Kodesh Hakodashim and the Heichel. So this pereiches is called a keli, and it's mekabel tuma. So pereiches shenitvus v'lad ha'tuma. Pereiches became tummy from a v'lad ha'tuma, which means from a rishon l'tuma, which is only the darabanan. A rishon really midiraisa is not metame kelim; it's only metame food. But midiraisa is not metame kelim. But midarabanan is metame kelim, and it's a din darabanan tuma darabanan. So pereches was a lot of tuma, so you don't have to bring it outside of the mikdash because this is not the rice tuma. You don't have to bring it out. Matvila noisav afrim. You might make tefila right there inside the bais mikdash. Umachnis nois miyad, and you don't have to have harish shemesh either. You hang it up right away afterwards. You hang it back up. But it became tamei. But avatoma, then the halacha is matfilim oisa b'chutz. You tovel it outside the Beis Hamikdash because you have to take out tumas. But avatoma is tumah deraisa. You got to bring it out, and then also you have to wait till harav shemesh. V'shoytech oisa b'chel, and you spread it out in the chel, which is right outside the Ezes Doshim. Place your tzricha harav shemesh. These harav shemesh. In moisach hadasha was a new pareches. Then they put it on top of the benches that were on the Harabayis. Everyone just see the beautiful artwork that was done on these pareches. Rav Shimon Gamil Omer, Rav Shimon Ben Askan, and they tell you the size, the sheer size of its pareches. Pareches aveh tefach. First of all, it was thick a tefach. Al shiv mishdaim nimin ne'areges. It was made on a loom that had 72 heddal loops, which means these little loops that the chassis goes through it. I think that's the right English word, hell loops. 72 of those. Nereges. It was woven. Al kol nima v'nima, in every loop, there was chaf dal chutim, which means every thread was 24 threads thick. How big were the threads? Orcha memama, 40 amas long, v'rachva, and the other threads were 20 amas wide. And that's how big the pareches was, 40 by 20. Umishmoinim v'shtayim rivayis anasas. We made 823,000. What? So some say it was 820,000 threads. That's one pshat. The other pshat is the weight or the value was 820,000 coins. Well, something with 820,000. Hoyis anasas. V'shtayim, they make two every year. They made a new one every year, and it was two. Like we said, they needed two pareches. Why make a new one every year? Why can't they use the same one? Because they brought the keteris in the Heichel, it was made it very black. And by the end of the year, it was black. They had to have a new pareches every year. They couldn't clean it. It was black. So they made a new pareches every single year. When they're tovel it, they needed 300 kanim to be tovel it. Now, the Mepharshim speak out, they really didn't need 300 kanim, just asked the covet of the pareches to do 300 kanim. But the Goyin is a whole cheshbin, how every person held up with one hand, each tefach, if you go around, 300 tefachim, he has a whole cheshbon, how it is 300. The Maaseh Gemara later on says it's a guzma, we'll see in a second, we'll see soon. But Akaponim, 300 kehanim were matfilosev, because before they even used it, they made a tefil on it, just in case someone who made the prayers was tameh, even before they used it, they would table entire prayers. Dr. Gemara, Ilu Omar, Chut Echad. Now it says in our Mishnah that every Chut was 24 threads. How do we know that? So Gemara is bringing a different amount of Yomra, it might even be more. Gemara says, how we know that? Ilam Chut Echad Kafel Lashnayim. If it said Chut Kafel, then we know it needs two Chutim. If it said Shazur, we knew it would be Shloisha. Mashzar, since it says in the Pasuk, Mashzar, that means Lashisha. It means six. It means six threads. And we know there were four different minim there. Tcheles, Agamon, Tlashani, and Shesh. Four minim. 4 times 6 is 24. So his mashar means six, and four minim is 24. Arba mikan, ha esim arba, is 24. But it's not a brisa. Tani shleish mishtayim, was 32 threads in every thread. Ivul amachut echad kafel, then lashtayim, with two. Shazor with arba. Mashar means lashmoina. He holds that it goes by twos. 2, 4, to 8. Arba times 8, 8 times 4, Mekan, Atlasim, and Terrain is 32. Tana, Rabban, Yom, Zabon, Mashmoyna, was 48. Each chut was 48 threads. Ilo, Mechut, Echad, Kafel, Lashnayim. That would be Ichakov, is it Kafel, would be 2. Kliyav, it said Kliyav, Lashoysha. Shazu would be Lashisha. Mashra, Shnei Mashra, is 12. 12 times 4 is 48. Arba, Mekan, Arba, Vitamna, 48. Kosav Echayim, and one pasuk says, Maise Reikim, which means certain pareches. There's two pareches. One pareches in the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Hechel. The other one was the front of the Hechel. So one of them it says Maisa Reikim, and the other one it says Maisa Choshev. Actually, this psukim comes from the Kesoines and the Eifoid, but it has to do with the pareches also. Kosvecha Maisa Reikim, Kosvecha Maisa Choshev. What does Reikim mean? What does Maisa Choshev mean? Maisa Reikim means parts of Echot, means one picture. Maisa Choshev is Shtei two pictures. And the Gemara's Machleik is exactly what that means. When you say one picture, two picture, what does that mean? What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya. Chad Omar Maisa Reikim, Ari Mikan Vari Mikan, which means Maisa Reikim, which is parts of Echa, means as the same picture on both sides. And Maisa Choshev, Ari Mikan V'cholak Mikan. Maisa Reikim means, you have to change the girsa here. I think I changed the girsa that the two pictures, let's read the argus here. Maisa Reikim, Ari Mikan, Ari Mikan. Maisa Choshev, Mikan, V'chol Mikan. V'charon HaMoman says, Maisa Reikim, Ari Mikan, Ari Mikan, V'chol Mikan. It's nothing on the other side. It means one picture. Maisa Choshev, there are two pictures. Ari Mikan, V'nesha Mikan. That there's two pictures. Ari Mikan, V'nesha Mikan. So first one, there are all the differences. If it's the same picture both sides, or if it's nothing on the other side. The other mandim holds, is it this one picture on one side, nothing on the other side, or a different animal on the other side, a different chaya. They speak as lav dafka ri anesha, means any type of chayas that they wanted to make, any tourist chayas, it's lav dafka, these chayas, vadafka. Where I'm coming from at Maisa Reik and Maisa Choshev, I'm coming from the Karban Eidah's Pshat. The Karban Eidah says that Mosach HaPesach was Maisa Reikim, and the Pareiches, which is between the Kodesh and the Hechel, is Maisa Choshev. Zog to Gemara Vayta. It said in the Mishnah that 300 Kahanim held it to be Torah B'Shmein Rivu Yosh Nasis, and it says 300 Kahanim. Shmuel says Guzmo. It was a Guzmo, it wasn't Mamash 300. And we find a similar idea. Tamantini learned the Mishnah. Pa'am, I think it's Mishnah Yuma. Pa'am, Haya, like Shlosh Meis Kur. Sometimes there was so much Tumas Hadesha, and it was 300 Kur. So much Ash Shamas Be'ev. So many Kabbanas on the Rabbi Yontif. There were 300 Kur. Rabbi Yisib Rabbun Meshem Shmuel says it's a Guzma. It's only a Guzma. So anytime you have a number 300, it's a Guzma. I was saying it's not to be taken literally.